26. Pharaohs.
Professor Thompson, do you know anything about when the pharaohs lived in ancient Egypt?
As a matter of fact, I do. They have a long history, from the pre-dynastic period, 5500 to 3100 BC, to the late kingdom period, 664 to 332 BC. Pharaoh is the ancient Egyptian name for king.
That is a long history. Too long for my project, I think. What about famous pharaohs?
There were certainly many of those. Snefru was a pharaoh during the Old Kingdom period. He reigned for around 30 years. He is famous because he was the first pharaoh to build pyramids.
He's very important then. Another?
Okay. Next is Khufu, who reigned during the 4th dynasty. He was famous for building the Great Pyramid at Giza, one of the most well-known throughout the world. This pyramid shows us how Khufu was able to lead and coordinate his people, who helped him to build the pyramid in exchange for goods and services.
Why didn't he pay them? After all, they were construction workers.
At that time, there was no monetary system in Egypt.
Oh, I see. Okay, who's next?
Amenhotep III is next. He was king during the 18th dynasty, and he reigned for almost 40 years. He's well known for being a prolific builder and a benevolent ruler. He built many splendid temples and statues of himself, but his greatest achievement was the Temple of Amun. It shows a relief which served to establish the legitimacy of his rule by depicting his birth directly from the god, Amun.
He was king for 40 years, you say? That's a long reign. He sounds like a great king. Are there any more famous pharaohs?
Yes. Next I will tell you about perhaps the most famous of all the pharaohs. He was known as the Boy King. Have you heard this before?
Yes, I think so. Was it Tutankhamun something?
Indeed, Tutankhamun, or King Tut. He reigned for a very short time and died in his teens.
In his teens? Well, the Boy King is definitely the right name for him then. Thanks so much for your help. I think my project will be a great success.